K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer the Third back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Yep, again, it's been a minute. First episode of the month of April. Can you believe it, K-State Nation? It's been a while. Recording this special episode, postcast baseball, and we're also going to check in with women's K-State golf here on this postcast episode. Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, from football, basketball just ended, women's golf is going on, track is doing some, track and field, doing some good stuff. We hope to get caught with that soon, but we're going to focus on baseball and golf on this particular episode and so much more. If it's your first time listening to the podcast, appreciate it. I know it's been a little bit in between recordings a little bit, but if you've been following us for a while or since the beginning of this podcast, appreciate it for hanging in with us, whatever the situation is with this podcast there as well. I don't know if me and Alex are going to record. I actually set it up, so that's my fault, but I don't know if I'm going to record Alex tonight for a bonus edition. I might have to push that back to next week to get ourselves some post-reaction from the basketball season and, of course, what's going on right now with K-State spring ball. So I'm going to have to figure that out like we usually do on this podcast. But if you have not checked out the latest bonus episode that me and Alex recorded, that's solely on Podbean, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That is G-R-I-E-R, the number 3, and then Eddie's, E-D-D-I-E, apostrophe S. Yes, I spelled it out. Were you guys there? So you can go check that out there on that platform. That is a separate platform, Podbean. You're all going to find that there. And when we finally do catch a rhythm on this podcast with the bonus episodes, you'll find all of those there. And of course, our main channel with the Purple Headphones, Purple Project Podcast. You can find it on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your, listen to your K-State content. Okay, so before my coach calls, because she should have called 30 minutes ago, but we're going to go ahead and roll out with this postcast baseball. We're going to start there first, because last time we talked on here, they were on a heater, 9-game winning streak. And then last week, let's just get it, use this episode to catch up, right? So swept Houston, and then the game, I believe the Nebraska game was going to be here, not here, but in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm here in KC, Missouri. Manhattan, Kansas, that's where the K-State University campus is, and that's where all the facilities are at, the nice, beautiful facilities. But anyways, so swept Houston, Nebraska was supposed to be next last week for the weekday matchup. That got moved, so I don't know when that will be played. I don't know if that will be played. So we'll have to stay tuned on that. And then Texas comes calling, and then K-State gets off to a good start. They beat Texas in game one. This was over the weekend, 14-6. And then they dropped the next two there to lose the series. Their first series loss in Big 12 play comes against Texas there. A wild-ass second game where they lost 21-11. Oh, my goodness. And then on Easter Sunday, or actually, hold on a minute, not on Easter Sunday, the day before Easter, Game 3, the rubber match of that series. Let me see, let me go back to my screen here, real quick for a minute. In a rubber match there, in a big crowd at Toyton Family Stadium, K-State loses to Texas, and K-State came in here in the series, top 25, came back to the top 25. Again, remember, rewind back to the beginning of the season where this baseball team under big head coach Pete Hughes started out ranked 24th. They were 23rd and lost 2 of 3 there. K-State was trailing and was trying to rally late, couldn't do it there as they lose to Texas there. So K-State right now in conference play, K-State Nation, 6-3 overall. Still sitting pretty good, 18-8 on the season there as well here. As a key stat here, K-State in game three of the finale of the series. 11-6 in hits. Chuck Ingram had a huge series in this series against Texas. There had three hits in this game. Brennan Jones also had three hits in this game. And then I'm going to actually go ahead and pull up the other screen and tell you, go through the box score. Why not? This is the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State is K-State baseball. Drop the series. Oh boy. I don't think I'm going to get it. Drop the series against Texas there. 6-3 at Toyton Family Stadium. Eddie Greer III. This is the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State. I'm going to try another way here to get it. Let me see if I can here. I don't like it. I don't like it. All right, see. Okay, here we go. 6-3 here. Let me see if I can do something here. Let's see. Sorry, folks. Okay. All right, this is what I want. All right. So I had to pivot a little bit. All right, so 6-3. Texas, by the way. Texas 17-11 overall there. As let's see, let's just go through how it all started there. As Texas got the scoring, started in the third, piled on two more in the fourth inning there before K-State struck first, their first run in the sixth there. And then Texas with huge two runs in the top of the ninth inning there to extend that lead. K-State getting runs in the bottom of the sixth, in the bottom of the eighth inning, as well as they come up on the short end of the stick there. Max Grubbs getting the win for Texas. He stays undefeated on the 2024 season. Yeah, I am looking tired. I apologize for that. 2024 campaign, 4-0 for Max Grubbs for Longhorns. Owen Bierenma now drops to 500 exactly on the season, goes to 2-2. Andre Duplantier, the second, I'm out of Bridges' last name, I apologize for that. He got his second save of the season. Time of the game, 2 hours and 54 minutes in front of 23,000 plus at Toyton Family Stadium in the finale of the series there as well. And going back to the K-State lineup here, Brennan Jones, Chuck Ingram both had three hits. Bree Day was hitless. Kaelin Culpepper only went 1-for-5 in this baseball game. Jaden Parsons getting a start at third base. He had a hit. Ryan Kyan Lotus also added a hit as well. Rob Freya Patellar, he looked like he was hitless in this game as well. Let's see it here. K-State. Yeah, K-State only used two pitchers in this game. Bierenma went 6-full. 4 hits, 4 runs. Two of them were unearned, walked 4 batters. That's an issue. That's an issue right there. 6 strikeouts. Tyson Neighbors finish off the rest of the game for Kansas State. 3 innings pitched, 2 hits, 2 runs. Both of them were earned, a walk and 3 strikeouts there as well to seal the deal. K-State dropped the rubber match of the, which I believe is their 4th conference series. Now, again, I might be wrong on that. I got to double check that. But K-State, though, I'm right on this. K-State, for the first time this year in conference play, dropped the series against a conference foe there in Texas there. So K-State now drops to 18-8 on the campaign right there as well. P. Hughes, after the game, saying, quote, missed opportunity. That's how you sum it up today. And he goes on to say, quote, missed opportunities, and we play good enough to lose. Wait, let me read that again. Missed opportunities, and we play good enough to lose. Well, he did say that. Giving up 8 free bases. We don't play defense. We don't situationally hit. Then you get beat. You can out-hit them 11-6 and still get beat. That's the storyline of the game, end quote there. So, yeah, baseball definitely can be a weird game at times. When you look at it, yeah, absolutely. K-State, when you out-hit somebody, especially a team, a caliber team like Texas, yeah, that should be a win right there. But, again, P. Hughes hit the nail on the head right there, nail in the coffin, whatever you want to call it, He recently, oh, by the way, got his 800th career win as manager in his coaching career 2 weeks ago against Houston. That sweep, that clean sweep against Houston, but did not get a clean sweep here. K-State had to take a step back against the Longhorns there, losing 2-3 right there. So I did take a look at the schedule. If it pulls up. I was just looking at it before hitting the record button here on the on my recording device here. All right, so we're into the month of April already. And tomorrow, they travel to face Missouri State. That game is at 4 Central Time. So 4 Central Time right there is the baseball game. And got a notification the Braves game is about to start. I was worried about that baseball game. They're going to play it. Missouri State, meanwhile, stay on the baseball path. K-State, Missouri State, tomorrow afternoon, 4 Central Time. And if you're in the Manhattan area, Manhattan, Kansas, 1350 AM, K-Man, radio stations across the AM and FM stations will have the baseball game. And then the next series, first series of April, UCF. So, Orlando, Florida. K-State has to travel there. Well, got that out. Did not the way I want it, but there you go. But UCF in Orlando, Florida. K-State will travel there for a 3-game set there against them. So game one will be late Friday afternoon. Both games are scheduled at 5 p.m. So Central Time. That is going to be 6 Eastern Time over down there. And then the finale, 12 o'clock Central Time, 1 o'clock Eastern Time there. And then it is next week's weekly matchup. Welcome back, Wichita State, folks, to Toyton Family Stadium. So, a four games on the road, 2-game swing, and then you got Wichita State coming back over here. So, a lot of road games coming up here for K-State. So, this could be key if they're going to get another crack at the postseason here. I'm staring at a lot of road games here in the month of April here. So, beginning with Missouri State, and not trying to jinx it, but look, K-State, you're a better team. The guy can't go over there, handle business, and then going to have to fight off a UCF team. I have not paid attention much to UCF at all. So there you go on that. That's a little bit of update there on baseball there. K-State losing the series there to Texas there, 6-3. After a wild game, too, 21-11, combination of 32 runs scored in the middle game. There after K-State, led by Chuck Ingram, the red-hot Chuck Ingram, beat Texas in game one there as well. So we'll see what K-State can do, see how they can bounce back. Hopefully, I'll have a postcast of Missouri State. I said hopefully in quotation marks there, so we'll see. So we'll see what happens right there with P. Hughes' squad. This is the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State. And we'll end with more Carla Burnett. Every time I come on with this podcast, and for good reason, every time I somewhat record this podcast, I see Carla Burnett in the K-State feed. And for a very good reason, K-State junior women's golfer, Carla Burnett, final round, 1-under 71, clinched a dominating individual title at the Liz Murphy Collegiate Classic on the UGF golf course in Athens. Speaking of down south, Athens, Georgia, where Kansas State Women's Golf was at over the Easter weekend there. Burnett, over a 54-hole score stretch, right? 9-under par. And look, I talked about her on a podcast last summer. When she came over here, of course, new head coach, Stu Burke. I'm surprised I remember that. It's been a long stretch since I've recorded anything K-State content on the Pro Project Podcast. But Burnett, she's continuing to be the real deal. And y'all should have known that. She's the real deal for sure. 6 shots clear of a 3-way tie for second. She was one of just 4 golfers, right, to shoot under par for the event. And this was a difficult course. I have not seen this course, obviously. I'm from Georgia originally, so I've been through Athens many times, but look, this is all things K-State, and I'm not particularly into golf. I keep track of who I keep track of with, obviously, with K-State. But anyways, 6,351 yard layout. The score of 207 tied for third best in Kansas State women's golf history since Connie Jeffrey did it 207 at the Mabry S. Kluth Invitational back in October of 2017. The victory is also a springboard for Bernat now, as she will represent K-State, I want to say, this week at the Augusta National Women's Amateur. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. Speaking of Stu Burke, in a quote here, quote, "Carla did an amazing job from start to finish." And he continues on, quote, "She stayed patient and hung in there. She really helped the team to one of our best finishes against a tough field, and she defeated some extremely accomplished players." The golf course acted as an excellent tune-up for Augusta National next week. She continues to excel, and I'm excited to see her compete on the international stage before returning home to Manhattan, end quote there as well. Now, this was a refresher for me, and I should have picked it up with the name, obviously, but Bernat, originally from Castellón, Spain, collected her second individual win of this season. You gotta go back to the very first invitationals of the season, where she made a statement at Colbert Hills with a win. As well, she has been a tremendous addition to this golf team. Let's see here. Let's just check in on the rest of the folks there. Alina Navarro finished one under par there on Saturday there. Navarro from Mexico there finished tied for 40th there. Napuya Gostner, the senior, was tied for 60th at 16 over par there as well. Noah Van Beek, sophomore, was locked up for 69. There's a lot of ties in here as well. Let's see. I know I missed somebody in here, but I think that was it representing for K-State there. So next up for the Wildcats comes, I believe, I'm double-checking here, next week, as they will take on, let me see here, well, they're going to be a part of the Sooner Match Play at Jimmy Austin OU Golf Course in Norman, Oklahoma. So the match play next for the K-State Women's Golf Team there, as well as they're getting here late, getting revved up here for their meat of the bone of the season at 4K's Women's Golf. But congratulations to Carla Bernat once again, the transfer from Tulane, getting it done in Women's Golf. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State, Eddie Greer III. This will go out late tonight, recording on this Tuesday, second day of April 2024. And I'm going to go ahead and check in with men's basketball real quick and just update you on what's going on there. I'm just going to name it down the line, going straight forward here to end this episode. Three transfers at the moment, coming off of a weird season for men's basketball here. Latest, Jarrell Colbert, he hit the transfer portal yesterday. Let's see, I heard on a couple of podcasts, Cam Carter. To me, I'll be honest, I'm a little surprised by that. Okay, so he's out. And from what I've heard from other K-State podcasts that you can listen to as well, he wasn't invested. So, and he was supposed to be one of the better players of the team. So I found that very interesting. And Dorian Finisterre also hit that transfer portal as well. So that's three that I've heard of. I read up on a Jarrell Colbert last night. So we'll see what happens with this team. I'm not going to make any predictions right now. I know I've sat here and listened to other K-State folks that are more close to the team than I am make their intuitions about next year's team. I'm not going to do that yet. So, K-State, they have some work to do after this year. That's for sure there. And kind of waiting on official word, of course, on Gasan. And, I was really worried about... Somebody said something about Danny Ames trying to hit the transfer portal and whatnot. I understand that. Especially Danny Ames played really well down the stretch, including balling out in the loss against Iowa. So I don't understand that as well. So, yeah. You wish that Jerome Tang... This is my only thing here. and we're Rob's podcast. This is the only thing here. I wish Jerome Coach Tang would have played these young guys, this freshman class, a little bit more. Yes, Danny Ainge, you're going to make mistakes. I get it. I get that, but Danny Ainge really showed out in the postseason. So that bodes well going into next year. And, of course, you have Castillo coming on board. He's kind of been put behind the bat burner a little bit. So we got him next year. Castillo, a backcourt of that combination. I know everything's around a damn trainer portal these days. And sadly, I mean, not back in my heyday, but it's sad. Me and Al, we talked about the transfer portal it's not going to be the last time talking about it, I'm sure. Once we figure out our next bonus episode, it could be tonight or it could be next week, we'll discuss more about that, but very sad about that. But would have played RJ Jones more. And, yeah, McCaleb Rich, yeah, learning more about his situation, not being locked in on the team. So, lessons learned there, and we'll just have to see, because it's too early to tell right now as Jerome Tang and his staff trying to get themselves focused. And, obviously, I'm not going to try to bring up the whole President and Tomlin situation, not going to do that because I can go all, we talked about that already at various points of the season, so not going to stay away from that. So we'll see what happens, but I just want to come on here tonight and give you the latest updates on that. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State Sports, you can get it wherever podcasts are found. Whenever we do have a chance to have some time to talk K-State Sports, Pro Project Podcast, place to do it, baby. For Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California, again, I'm not sure if we're going to go through tonight with the bonus. We'll probably have to push that back. I am kind of focusing on getting ready for RTP, Rock the Parkway, this weekend, so I'm not sure. But if not, we're definitely going to have to squeeze one in for next week here for sure. But as well, so Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California, Eddie Greer, Kansas City, Missouri. Thanks for listening to another edition, postcast, golf edition in golf of the Pro Project Podcast. Again, congratulations to Carla Bernat. Another win in the books here in 2024. K-State loses the rubber match against Texas in Toyn Finley Stadium, by the way. 6-3 in game three after taking the first game of the three-game series. Next up for K-State baseball, Missouri State. I'm hopeful to get a postcast out of that. We'll just see how everything else shakes out for tomorrow in the evening. I'm occupied, but we'll see what happens there as well. This is another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. We'll talk to y'all on the next edition. Go Cats!